There is increasing pressure this afternoon on supermarkets to enforce a limit on the amount of baby formula you can buy. This is after more and more reports coming in of people bulk buying baby formula in Australian supermarkets to resell overseas at an inflated price. One Sydney mum is campaigning for Woolworths to enforce a 4-tin limit to combat a national shortage of baby formula. That mother is Elizabeth Pickworth, and she joins me on the line. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. This was prompted by something you saw in the supermarket. For anyone who hasn't heard about it, you better tell us what you saw.
Oh, look, this has been something that I've witnessed over the last 5 months. Consumers from a certain demographic coming into my local Woolworths and buying, you know, tins upon tins of formula, leaving the shelves bare. So, you know, the average Australian consumer, you know, mums and dads of Australia, unable to purchase formula for their babies.
And they have a full-on system going as well, which you've documented.
They do. Look, they've got a policy. Woolworths has a national policy of 8 tins of formula per customer per transaction. But it looks like it's not really being enforced in many of the stores nationwide.
Okay, so in some cases they had a bit of a teamwork happening where one person is standing there guarding the big pile of baby formula, others are going through the checkout one by one. What are they then returning and going through again?
Well, that's what I've seen, correct. And I've seen people come in the stores, obviously not families. There'll be men in business suits or, you know, old women, university students, you know, coming into the store, then branching off. And then, you know, purchasing tin upon tin of formula.
You've been struggling to find the preferred baby formula for your 19-month-old little girl, Lindy.
That's correct. Look, it was something that had been happening over the past few months when she was much younger. Now, obviously, at 19 months old, it's not she's not going to die if she doesn't have formula, but she's got a weight gain problem, so formula helps her get up her calorie intake. So it's not just myself that I'm campaigning for it. You know, the average Australian family, because there are, you know, much younger babies and, you know, parents who have babies that have much, you know, more dire circumstances than what I have. So, you know, it's not for myself.
Yeah, and cases of this seem to be multiplying. Woolworths in Lura in the Blue Mountains on Saturday had a busload of Chinese tourists who were able to clear out all stock with no restrictions imposed. In Melbourne on Saturday, 50 tins of A2 Platinum baby formula were bought by one group of four people. There is now a petition online, as is the reaction these days to these things, because this is one of the only ways of getting big business to listen. There's a petition online, is there?
Yes, there is. It launched this morning.
All right. So where do people go for that? Is it at change.org, do you know?
Correct. There's actually two petitions. There's another lady in Melbourne who started a petition. So, you know, if you're in Melbourne, support her. But if you type in, you know, Woolworths CEO, you know, baby formula, you'll be able to find the petition online.
All right. Now, do we know what the other major supermarkets do as far as keeping a limit on it?
Look, I believe Coles is quite stringent with their policies and procedures, and they've kept it at 4. So, you know, it's Woolworths that I'm primarily pursuing.
All right, you keep on going. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, look, sorry, I just wanted to mention one thing as well. I just wanted, you know, consumers to be aware that, you know, the black market exists primarily because, you know, families in China are struggling as well. So it is a black market that unfortunately needs to exist until producers actually produce enough to service the Chinese market.
Fair call. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Elizabeth Pickworth, now we have discussed it before and I heard a lot of callers last night talking to Steve Price and Andrew Bolt about this as well. Have you seen it for yourself? Baby formula running off the shelves? 131873.